A big boost for defence spending down under and hitting the right note, how classical music is giving young people hope in Mozambique.
My dream is becoming a professional musician. There are many great musicians around the world. The challenge is to be on their level.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm John Bithrie. Good morning. You may not think of Australia as one of the biggest players in global defence, and you'd be right. The government there has just outlined plans, though, to become one of the biggest arms exporters in the world. They've got the US, Canada, Britain and New Zealand in their sights as potential customers. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Well, this is all about jobs and the economy. The Australian plan, according to the government in Canberra, is to create work for thousands of people and provide guarantees for the domestic defence manufacturing industry. Now, the government has unveiled this new export strategy. It's a very bold ambition to make Australia a major arms exporter on par with Great Britain, France and Germany. There'll be government grants to help companies break into overseas markets. And according to the Defence Industry Minister here in Australia, Christopher Pyne, the plan will also boost international peacekeeping efforts.
Our primary market is New Zealand, Canada, the UK and the United States. That is where the vast majority of our effort will be placed and has been placed. We need a strong alliances with those kinds of countries, with the capabilities that we need militarily to ensure that we maintain peace in the world.
Christopher Pyne there, the Defence Industry Minister for Australia. So, Phil, what does Australia actually want to make and export?
Well, John, Australia currently sells about $1.5 billion worth of arms overseas each year. That's mostly high-tech defence equipment. So we're talking about electronics, surveillance and tracking systems and software, and also armoured vehicles and radar. Australia is ranked 20th in a global list of weapons exporters. So when you think that this is a country that sells $1.5 billion of weaponry each year, Britain sells five times as much. So Australia's plan to break into the top 10 certainly has some way to go.
And this new policy does have its critics, doesn't it?
Well, this is a plan that's been anticipated since the middle of last year. Back then, the head of the high-profile charity World Vision Australia, Tim Costello, said that the policy would be exporting death and profiting from bloodshed. And today's announcement has drawn similar criticism from other charities, saying that really Australia should be a country that's concentrating on developing and giving aid to overseas countries rather than trying to sell them weapons.
Phil Mercer, let's do the numbers. After those record closes in the US on Friday, it was a mixed start to the week on the markets in Asia. Hong Kong fell 0.5%. Shares in Steve Wynn's casino operations in Asia fell by as much as 6.5% after those sexual harassment allegations in the US. Cryptocurrencies have recovered some of last week's sharp losses after Friday's revelation that $500 million worth of digital tokens were stolen from Japan's Coincheck. The exchange said it will at least partially reimburse customers. Meanwhile, Japan's financial regulator has said it'll inspect all cryptocurrency exchanges and it ordered Coincheck to get its act together. Next, we're heading to Mozambique in Southeast Africa, where almost half the country's population is under the age of 15. That means finding education and training opportunities is crucial. In the capital, Maputo, there's been an effort to get more young people involved in a project about classical music. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has more.
In a crumbling Art Deco theatre in downtown Maputo, there are young musicians in various rooms of the building. You can hear some violins in the background. There's a clarinet in the room next door. And I'm walking around a theatre with dark blue seats. It's dull light in here on a blazing hot day in the Mozambican capital. These are some of the musicians linked with Jikiti, a project to set up Mozambique's first youth orchestra.
Jikiti is not just a machine of making musicians. Jikiti wants to create human beings.
Back in 2013, Kika Matarula was asked to get more involved in classical music in Maputo, so she convinced local arts leaders to start a music education project. Today, there are nearly 200 musicians between the ages of 7 and 25. There's even a Shikitsi bus to whisk them off to concerts like this one. The concert is celebrating the National Park of Gorongosa. The hotel kitchen doubles up as a backstage area, and it's here I meet 21-year-old violinist Jessica.
My dream is becoming a professional musician. There are many great musicians around the world. The challenge is to be on their level, even though I don't have the same opportunity to go to university here in Mozambique.
Building an audience for classical music in Mozambique and maintaining funding is an ongoing challenge, as Kike explains.
I can't say that I don't like a strawberry if I never tried one. It's exactly with the classical music, exactly the same. Give money to those who can go and do this job. So if we can continue working, we will have a better country, for sure.
With clarinet and oboe lessons now on the menu, the dream of a full youth symphony orchestra for Mozambique inches closer, and the new school year brings a new group of musicians. Young people who'll have the chance to change their lives through playing music. In Maputo, I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
And finally, we told you on Friday about the weekend's auction of the world's top players of cricket for the Indian Premier League. Well, the total amount raised was $68 million, all of that going to the players in pay. Lucky them. Don't forget, you can get a podcast of this programme, Marketplace Morning Report. Subscribe now. In London, I'm John Bithrie with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.